morning, 8:47 a.m. on a very noisy July the 9th, 2016. Is that right? Let me look. Yes, July the 19th. 8:48, July the 19th, Tuesday. It's still 2016, I think. It's late. I've had to shut off my 9 o'clock alarm because otherwise it will go off about halfway back and force me to merge two files together. Just tedious. So I shut off the 9 o'clock alarm to tell me to get to work. I slept in this morning. Really slept in this morning. I was exhausted. I was completely and utterly exhausted yesterday. I didn't get a nap in during the day. I think I mentioned yesterday I only had like 4 or 5 hours sleep the night before. I'm still running at a deficit, but I feel a lot better today. I went back into the manuscript for Milk Run, and I started from the beginning. Now, the first three chapters, which are Exile, the short story Exile, those hang together nicely. Those are good. They kept drawing me forward. And then following that, the very next chapter starts to stumble. And they get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. I don't remember how much of this I might have talked about yesterday, so if I'm repeating myself, I'm sorry, but it's what I'm thinking about today. It's the idea that Natalia has no inner life. She has no passion. She has no zip. She's going through the motions. She does some things, but we really don't see in her head. She's the point of view character, and it's written close third, so I should be able to see in her head. You should be able to see in her head. The reader should be able to see in her head. But she doesn't seem to have much passion. She doesn't have to say, seem to have a great deal of emotion. Now, part of it is, one might expect she'd feel angry about being foisted off into toehold space. And the reality is, that's where she was going anyway. So this is a certain Briar Rabbit kind of... Briar Rabbit is something different. Briar Rabbit aspect to it. Please don't throw me into toehold space. Yeah, okay. That ain't going to be the way to go. And I think one of the problems is that I've revealed too much too soon, taking some tension away, which I can fix easily enough. I'll have to do some chopping here and there. But 75,000 words that don't work, chopping out a few to make what's left work better, yeah, you count on my doing that. I'm going to get this book out. I'm going to get this book out. I'm getting more enthusiastic about it because I spent a lot of time over the last couple of days, and I'm pretty sure I talked about this yesterday. Oh, for fuck's sake. Pardon my language. That noisy truck is a... like a Ford diesel Ford F-250 or something. It was ridiculously noisy. Or maybe I'm just sensitive to the noise, because otherwise this is a quiet and pleasant morning out here this morning. That was a noisy little bugger. Anyway, I don't remember how much of this I talked about yesterday. But I'm only doing 1,000 words a day. And the last few days I haven't even done that. I haven't even tried. And for the most part it's because I've been sort of evaluating. I've been taking a sort of a meta view. Looking back. Stepping away and looking at the process as a whole. To try to figure out what the problem is. Because 5K a day is nothing. And yet I'm struggling to get 1,000 words. And the answer is, I don't like this story. I'm forcing this story. I've seen it. You've heard me talk about it before. When the story doesn't move, when the story doesn't flow, when the story doesn't lay down on the page, it's because I'm doing something that isn't keeping with what the story needs to be. And it's clear what I'm failing to do is actually, I'm doing a good job painting in toehold space. I'm doing a terrible job at painting in either Natalia or Zoya. I need to get them together. I need to see them interacting. The crew of the Melbourne Maru is an interesting crew. The captain, Tommy Trask, has a dark past. The first mate, John Albee, has a bit of a temper problem. Second mate, Charlie Blanchard. Some of these names might be familiar to a few of you. I'm not sure. Second mate, Charlie Blanchard, is a crackerjack astrogator and has absolutely no credentials to back it up. He's always been in toehold space. He grew up in toehold space. He learned navigation, astrogation, on his parents' ship. And he's really good at what he does. But he doesn't have a second mate's ticket. He doesn't have an astrogation credential. He's a product of toehold space entirely. Third mate is Zoya. Zoya is, of course, fleet trained. She's with Natalia. They have just graduated from the Merchant Officer Academy at Port Newmar. Cargo chief is a relatively young man. He is also haunted by some event in his past. He hates going to space. It terrifies him. He does not like it at all. And as a result, he has a tendency to drink too much and lash out. The chief cook is Diana Mara. Great chef. Don't know much about her. She's sort of a little cardboard cutout that stands up in the galley and cooks. We have a bunch of crewmen that we see periodically. Some of them have fairly significant roles. Knowles, who is a environmental PhD, who in his day job works for the environmental section of, runs actually, the environmental section for Dark Knight Station, which is a huge sprawling complex that's been around for quite a long time. And it's currently owned and managed by Virkel Condor. Now, Virkel Condor is one of my characters in EVE Online. This wasn't the role I expected of him, but okay, fine. So, I've got a lot of stuff happening. I've got a lot of plot things going on. I've got a lot of interlocking stuff. But what's missing is what Dan Sawyer would call heart. The story reads more like that paint-by-number short piece I did using luster dense outline bunk post. Using luster dense algorithms for, okay, this is what we do here, this is what we do here, this is, you know, roll a number, how many people are after you? Seven, okay, seven people. And while I have to confess it went really quickly, I also have to confess that it fell pretty flat. It's very pulpy, but it wasn't really a Nathan Lowell story. It's hotter out than it seems. I'm slowing down so I can walk here in the shade a little bit longer. The ambient temperature is 68, but the sun is up quite high in the sky now, and most of the pools of shade along this eastern path are gone. Few and far between. And walking straight into the sun is hot. Okay, come on. Blinker light would have helped.
Good morning.
Happy dog, happy dog. Owner's up, giving him a run. Looking dog. So therapy yesterday was mostly talking about the story, which makes me think I probably talked more about it on the podcast than I remember. Sort of blending in together. And I don't really have a lot more to talk about. I'm in a hurry. I want to get back and have some breakfast. I barely had time for a cup of coffee. I've been working with Lisa Manifold to get some sort of shape, to get some sort of structure, to get some sort of content ready for next month when we go to Grand Junction. I've got my hotel reservation. I'll go over on Friday, teach on Saturday, come home. We have a 3-hour class. And I don't know. I don't know if it's 3 hours in the morning and then a different group or 3 hours in the afternoon, or what exactly the story is. Might be just 3 hours in the morning. And we drive back Saturday afternoon, which would be good, because otherwise, so I don't know how far it is to Grand Junction. It's like a 4-hour, 6-hour ride, something like that. I'm an hour before. I got to get down into Denver to go west through the mountains. And so I'm an hour away from that, just to start. And then Denver to Grand Junction, I don't know, I have to look. Well, Lisa and I are going to walk, we're going to ride over together. I'm going to pick her up down in Denver, and we're going to take off. And we'll have 3 or 4 hours to sort of shoot the shit, to talk about the process, to talk about... she's really interested in my process and in how I go about doing things. In large part because I am one of the very few people who's making a living from writing. Good morning. And everybody wants to know what that looks like. Mostly it looks like mindless babbling at 7 o'clock in the morning as I make my 2-mile walk. There are no magic guns. We have plenty of magic bullets, but there are no magic guns. There's also not one true path. And for me, there's only one path. For me, unless and until somebody comes up with significantly life-changing money to buy my franchise books. And I'm talking 7 figures easily. I'm going to have to look at it if it's less than that. If it's less than $500,000, it's just not worth it. They're worth more to me. And it'd be hard sell for somebody like Orbit or St. Martin's or somebody like that to get the money back. So it's worth more to me than they can afford to pay me, which I understand. Now, would I benefit from having one or more books in a traditional deal? I don't know. It depends on a lot on the contract and whether or not I would be prohibited from publishing anything else under my name, for example. It would have to be a book I could throw away. It would have to be a book I didn't care about, because it's not going to earn any money, and the only advantage to it would be as advertising. So they find my book on Orbit and Pokemon Gore here. So they find my book on Orbit, and then they go read my other stuff. And that would be the only reason why I would go there. But that's me. It's because I want to make money. I want to make a living. I want to keep doing this. I want to not have to go put myself back on the job market at 63 years old and try to find a job. At my age, it's going to be terribly difficult to compete with the people who are willing to work for $30,000 a year, more or less. Thinking of academic jobs where entry-level positions are really low paid, $30,000, $40,000 a year, and I would have to move someplace and it would take up a lot of time that I'd really much rather spend at the word processor. Even though lately I haven't spent that time at the word processor. I need to get better about that. And everything else would be moot. At any rate, here I am at the back gate, hot and sweaty and ready for another cup of coffee and some breakfast. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.